This guy is no stranger to flexing his muscles, but when he's on with Workout Wednesdays, he's flexing that brain muscle. It's Wyatt from the Princeton Club.
Woo!
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. I haven't been to the gym yet, so I'm doing good.
Hey, guess what's happening on Thursday? I'm coming and doing the Jacob's Ladder, and I don't care how little of time I get on that thing. At least I got on it, and I challenged Jackson to get on it. And that friendly competition is needed sometimes to get your friends moving on their weight loss and fitness journey, correct?
I cannot wait for that. And yes, a little friendly clinic. Little friendly competition is always a good thing to kind of get the fire burning a little hotter, you know, because it makes things a little bit more interesting.
Well, you know, I've been going to the gym pretty regularly. I've been there. I went 5 days last week. I'm going again today. And as I've been getting back into my routine, I haven't touched that Jacob's Ladder yet. But I do like the rivalry. I am in a race to 199 with the chief of the Shorewood Hills Police Department.
Wait, what is going on? I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so we're both about the same weight.
Okay.
But he's a little bit taller than me. But we're both trying to get down to 199. And who can get there first.
Oh, gosh.
So he posted a picture the other day and was like, hey, check this out. And I posted 1.5 pounds under.
Oh, my
Boom.
Gosh.
I'm in the lead right now, feeling pretty good about myself.
So do you go after your bathroom break,
yes.
after you're naked and showered
yes.
up?
Yeah, I weigh myself several times throughout the day, and then I take my favorite one, and that's the one that I post.
Well, something we learned from Wyatt with Workout Wednesdays with Wyatt, how much the scale can fluctuate just by drinking water. So you don't want to live by the scale.
Exactly. Living by the scale is something you definitely want to avoid because the scale adjusts literally all day, every 5 minutes. You know, if you drink some water, you're going to be heavier. If you go to the bathroom, you're going to be lighter. You're going to be heavier. It adjusts for articles of clothing. So I weigh myself once a week just to make sure, you know, I'm sticking around where I want to be. But other than that, I just ignore the number.
Yeah, cool. You should see me when I get on the scale. It's like I'm walking through security in the airport. All right, are my cell phone and my keys out of my pocket? All right, and then I'm like, well, you know, these jeans must weigh at least 10 pounds. So we're going to knock some weight off of that. These are thick socks. That's another two.
I got new glasses. Take the glasses off. Now I can't see the number.
My beard's got to bring a little bit down. But one thing that I will say is that I don't look at the scale as an enemy. I just look at the scale as a mirror. It's a mirror of what it is that I'm doing. Number, good, bad, or indifferent. It's like you've said before, it's a marathon throughout the whole thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. The scale is a thing that is going to be never ending, and I just look at it as kind of a good base point of where you're at. You know, you want to create the healthy habits. Look at your habit changes versus the scale. Look at your mental health versus the scale.
Yeah, don't
look at, you know, split second decisions like, okay, I'm going to pick up a banana instead of potato chips for my snack. You know, look at those things as moving forward versus the number on the scale.
Yeah, the way I look at the scale is that it's not my enemy, and not like when a girl is taking a selfie at a bar and she's like, oh no, I don't like that picture. I don't look good in that picture. Honey, that's just a reflection of what you look like. You don't look good in real life.
I'm just saying,
don't be mad at the camera. Don't be mad at the scale. Be mad at your face. Your face is a problem. It ain't that iPhone. I'm just, you know, I'm just putting that out there for the world.
Well, why? Thank you so much for the motivation, and we'll see you on Thursday tackling the Jacob's Ladder. I can't wait.
All right, guys. Thank you much, and always remember, the only bad workout's the one you didn't do, so hit the gym, hit a workout, and you'll feel better, I promise.